Hello?
Oh, Henry?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Henry. It's me, Dave, with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, so I just wanted to reach out to you. I know you had said to me to give you a call back on Thursday, right? I know it was at 1:30. I'm a little bit late, but I got kind of tied up here in the office, right? So I was just reaching back out to you to see if you were able to review the email and if it was something you were wanting to move forward with.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't even looked at the email. I've been so busy with here with work. Here, let me look over real quick.
That's for the Google Verify, right? So it's one that came in at $12 for the qualified lead, only if you actually get the appointment with the client, right? So the client calls you directly. Remember that conversation?
Yeah, dude. I remember having the whole conversation. It's just I haven't been able to look over the actual email yet. So.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I sent you the proposal with your discounts already in it. So you did the 50% off the application fee.
And you said that the total, it was going to be how much for the first month if I didn't do like the pro or whatever it was?
Yeah, so if you didn't do the verified, it's just $249, right? Because that would be with a separate, the $125 is an application fee where we're going to submit all your information so that way you can get the Google verified part of it, right? But if you're doing it without the Google verified, you'll have the 50 miles from home base, that's 79403. Where you'll have that first page placement, and it has all the other services. It'll still have your call tracking. It'll have your social media, it'll have website, Apple, Siri, Alexa, Bing, and Yelp.
Yeah. And then I was just going to ask, actually, what if I didn't have, like, a website already? How does that work if, like, we were on there?
Oh, so I included it for you. Don't worry about it. So at the price, that's included. We're going to buy a domain and build you off the website. It'll be up and running within 7 to 14 days. I know we had already talked about that last time, so I already put it in the package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's including the website. Absolutely. So you'll submit any pictures of work, the work that you have or anything you have on file, you submit it over to us. We'll build out the site, right? We'll buy the domain, be up and running in 7 to 14 days, and you'll have a clear analytics to that site and access to if you'd like to edit it or whatever, do your dashboard, right? That Google Business dashboard we talked about, you can download that from any app store, whether it's Apple or Android.
Yeah. And then I was going to ask, too, if we didn't do the verified just yet, too, like the month after, how much would it be the month after? Or would I have to do the verified? Like,
you don't have to do the verified right now. So that's the verified is an option for you, right? If you would like to take it. Now, I'm locking you in at that $249. At that new in business rate, so it's never going to go up on you. It'll always stay $249 at a flat rate. Doesn't matter how many jobs, how many calls, or how big the job. The payment is always $249.
Okay. All right. And would that be like the best price we could get? Just because I mentioned it to my, because I do it with one other person. I mentioned it to him, but he has like stuff that he's needing to pay right now, and it would have to be just me paying it this month, the best one, best rate I could get, I guess. I don't know if that'll be the best y'all could do.
Man, I'll shoot you straight, right? I know, let me make sure that I send it out to you, because on that first call, I always send out, like, the pricing page, right? So that way you guys can kind of see the plans, the packages, and the details. Let me make sure. Okay. Let me get that out. So on that pricing page, I'm going to send it out to you so that way you can see it, because this plan itself, it's normally $5.99 a month with a $99 setup fee, right? That's without any discounts on corporate pricing. What I did, first of all, we gave you the new in business rate, and then I went with some competitor discounts to get us all the way down to $249. Let me write down going dollar for dollar for you. Because check it out. The domain that we buy, it's $99, right? And then we go and we get you activated for Google. We get you verified. We put you on the Google Maps, activate you for Siri, Alexa. All that costs money, right? Then we do the initial programming and purchase the keywords. So we're already at about $200 right there. And then we throw in an extra $100 of advertising on social media. which puts us at about $50 in the negative, right? But the biggest plan, the biggest deal for us there is the fact that we're building a partnership, right? Because I don't have a long-term contract to sign you up with. The way that I'm going to keep you on board is simply that this is going to start paying for itself. I mean, it's Google, right? Everybody's going to search there. So I'm not worried about being able to close deals. The biggest thing is I got to get you in a price point that's going to fit for you, right? I mean, in all honesty, $249, that is dollar for dollar. You know, we're pretty much at the bottom there, and that's to help you out to get you on board, right? Now, once we get this thing rolling, I'm going to keep you locked in there. And trust me, once you experience that return on investment, you start getting these clients calling you directly, you're going to be calling me saying, hey, Dave, let's go for the Google Verified. I mean, it happens all the time. And most of the time I get the, how do we turn this thing all the way up? It's mostly what my business owners will ask, right? And that's really where we plan on getting with you, right? So I understand 249, maybe that initial investment, but just think about it. Even on your social media, we're going to take everything off your hands. And not just that, we're going to be able to direct those clients right to your pages and then give you clear analytics on it, right? Directory submissions are up within 5 to 7 days. Website, social media is off and running within 7 to 14. We'll get you working in those first 14 days. We're working on getting you verified. Any information we need submitted, we do ask to get submitted within the first 7 days so that way we can get your Google business profile up and live as soon as possible. That makes sense, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And as soon as you're up and live, we should.
I might do it just because I just remember that we have a job today too, so that was kind of papered. But, can I put you on hold for like a few minutes just so I could call him and make sure with
that? No, absolutely. For sure.
Okay. All right. Give me a few minutes.
No worries.
Are you there?
I'm here.
So we're probably going to do it. Is the process, does it take like longer? Like, do I need to be by like the computer or anything? Just because I'm at work right now and I'm in a truck, so all I have on me is my phone.
I got you. So for this initial phone call, it's basically we're going to be setting you up. I need about 10 minutes to get that done. Then I'm going to schedule you for your onboarding call. Now, at that call, you would need to be in front of a computer, but we would need to have you available for at least, you know, about 30, 35 minutes, right? Just depending on how many questions you have on that onboarding call. Now, that one would be scheduled, so that way you know exactly when the call is coming in and you'd be able to set aside the time, right? But as far as this one, I mean, I can get you guys pretty much set up with your logins and everything you need for the onboarding here within the next 10 minutes.
Okay, and then I was going to see what that scheduled call would I – like, are y'all open on the weekends? Would I be able to do it on a weekend or no?
Well, not open on the weekend, but look, let me pick up my schedule and see what time slots I have available. And if there's something that fits your schedule, you know, we'll take it from there. Now, it looks like the nearest availability is going to be next week, Everybody, obviously, we're in quarter one, right? Getting ready to go into the spring. Everybody's signing up, right, from all across the country. So we're pretty busy on onboarding. But it looks like Monday I'm going to have some availability for you.
Okay.
And that's going to be – all I have Monday is 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12. Once I get to Tuesday, I have some availability further into the afternoon till 3 p.m.
Okay. Would it have to be me that's on the call just because I work from 6 to 6, so I wouldn't be able to, like, be in front of a computer, but I could have somebody, like, take the call and because they don't work on Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it doesn't have to be you. I can put whoever's going to take the call. I'll put them here as an authorized user, and then I'll put the note on the account for onboarding that that's the name of the person that's going to be taking the call and the phone number that we're going to be calling, right? So that's not a big deal.
Okay.
As long as you grant them access to it, it's your account.
Okay. Yeah, are we going to schedule it right now, or when do we do, like, scheduling?
Yeah, so we could get everything. We could get everything going for you. Let me see. I know I have your email, so let me grab that real quick.
Okay.
It goes out to your email, and it'll go directly to your Google Calendar. Now, I have the email. It's hnrepairs95 at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I want to schedule you guys first before we do anything else, just because these appointments are going quick. So you want to do Monday, Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday will probably work best. Okay.
Morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon.
Okay. And is that going to be one? I got 12, one, and three.
We could do one.
Okay. 1 p.m. All right. Let me get that one down.
Or y'all ain't open, like, what time do y'all close, you know? Or just because if y'all would be able to do it, like, at 6 or, like, 6:15, I could do it then, but I don't know. I don't know if y'all open it that late.
Yeah, no, we do close at 6, right? But let me see. Looks like on Monday I don't have the latest we could get on is 5, right? Monday I don't have a 5. Tuesday I have a 3. Wednesday we have the 4 p.m. And then I don't have a 5 p.m. till Thursday, which would be Thursday the 26th.
Okay, yeah, well, we could just do the at 1 on Tuesday then.
Okay. Go ahead and grab this one. Okay, now Henry, what's your last name?
Madrid?
Madrid?
Yes.
Okay. Henry Madrid. And I'm going to send it to hnrepairs95 at Gmail. Give me one sec. Now, this one's going to be, it's going to have you, myself, and then an onboarding, our onboarding team. Okay, so that's who you'll see on the... Season rice. You're not going to believe it, but they just took my Tuesday at 1 p.m. Oh, look. I'm telling you, these things go like hotcakes. Everybody, I mean, it's really the exclusive listing, right, that people are locking in.
Yeah.
So Tuesday I got a 12 and a 3.
Can you do 12?
12, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got the appointment with the open. All right, so that's step one. Now what I'll do is we can go into a voice verification, right? Now this one, I read it out to you, and I outline the program for you. So that way, if you have any questions, just let me know, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And then I'll rephrase it, right? I just want you to have that firm understanding before I even ask for any type of billing info. Does that sound fair?
Okay, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and get started with this. And now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection fee. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
HN Repairs, or HNN Repairs?
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Henry Madrid, and I'm one of the owners.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, Henry, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you out our 877 number. That way you can save it in your contacts under Local Splash. So that way you know the call's coming from us and not another company. Off on the side, I see my extension as well. Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors on the later Local Splash. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll set a security question on the account. Now, you do have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You said my mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Erica Acosta.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and put Acosta. Put that one down for you. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that? Sorry.
It's okay. Now, basically, that was just asking you that so if anybody's calling you saying, hey, Henry, we want to help you out with your Google, you know, this and that, give me a call. Reason being, I'm going to have a very specific algorithm in place on your Google business profile that's going to keep you anchored on that front page. So if somebody goes in there and starts messing with it, it can affect performance. So basically, just keep me in the loop if you're thinking about signing up with anything as far as like your Google listing, things like that. So that way, first of all, I can tell you they're trying to charge you for the same thing. And second, I let you know, hey, that's really going to mess with what we got going on, right? Basically, keep you paying for things twice to make sure we don't affect performance. Is that fair?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include like the LLC license or basically the business registrations, proof of insurance, or any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within at least 7 days?
So we have to have an LLC?
No, I mean, you could be a sole proprietor. You can, I mean, however you have it set up, right? But basically, I mean, is H&M Repairs, are you guys registered?
We have like insurance stuff. Is that like what you're asking or?
Yeah, for sure. Just like I said, proof of insurance, you know, a business card. We're going to use those things to get you verified with Google. Make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 19, 2026. Non-refundable amount, $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 19th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted out to you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you do cancel the account within the first 90 days, no determination fee would apply. So the way that one works, Henry, is once you sign up with us, say you decided to leave us by month two, right? Now, there'd be a $385 early termination fee. But here's the deal. After you make your second payment, it only goes down to $195. Then on your third payment, there's nothing at all. That's fair, right?
And then the third payment is what? After the third payment, what?
There's no termination fee at all. After the third payment, I mean, so basically it goes down. And once you make your second payment, it's going to go down again, only to $195. And on United Day, you make your third payment, well, there's nothing at all, right? You just basically, month to month, if you ever decide to leave, you just go, right? Now, you'll never be wiped off of Google completely or anything like that. The Google business profile will always stay yours. The only thing that changes is instead of being on that front page, as time goes on, you'll slide to the back pages. Makes sense.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now we got that one. Let's see. What's the address that we're going to go ahead and verify the business at?
What was that?
The address that we're going to verify the business at.
It's going to be 2114 North Jayton, Jayton, Avenue, Unit 8.
All right, and that's Lubbock, Texas, 79403, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, I know we had went over like the masking feature, right? You're going to want to use that one for this address, right? So that way the clients can't see the actual physical address of the business. What they'll see on the map section is a highlighted in area for your service area. Then they'll see that red ping in the middle. But when they put their mouse or try to click it, don't ever actually show them an address. It'll show your service area that you're working in. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you want to use that feature?
Yes.
Okay. I do that for my small to medium sizes that, you know, they're basically you guys are working from residentials. So we'll match those for you. All right. Now let's go over radius. So I know you're going to be able to cover the 50 miles. We went over that last time, but are you willing to travel in any direction or is there certain ways you like to go to certain areas you want to make sure that we get you fenced in for you?
No, it's kind of really, we go in, really anywhere.
Okay. So 50 miles in the direction you're going.
Yeah.
So 50 any direction. Now, when it comes to the services and the keywords, talk to me about the fit, your top jobs. What is that? I mean, if you got a phone call right now and it was the number one job you'd like to go complete, what are we talking about?
Wait, can you repeat that? Sorry.
It's okay. So I was saying, talk to me about your services, like the number one job that you like to provide. Out of all the services you provide, if you had an ideal phone call right now, what service would they be asking for?
Really just like any garage door, like a repair, like on the actual door itself or like a broken spring, something like that. Like those are just cause those are like more time efficient and we could get there, quick and easy pretty much. We get out quick.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a word. Okay. So I got that one down. Alrighty. Now we can go ahead. You're going to get right now some logins for your dashboard.
Okay.
On your phone, are you an Apple user, Android user? What you got there? Windows?
Apple.
Okay. So with Apple, you can go to your Play Store right now, and then you can go look for Local Splash.
Local Splash again.
It'll have an L and an S on it, like orange and like a red and blue.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, download that one. I just sent out your text message with your login. So I know that your username is going to be your phone number with no spaces, no dashes, just all together. And the password for that one gets sent out to you. I can't see that, but it'll go in the text message.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And then, do I just start, like, setting it up right here? It says, enter your phone number to get started. Do I just start doing that, or do I wait?
Just give me 1 second, and then I'll be able to get to you. So you can set that up. It's right here. I'm just updating your info for billing, and I got to get your last name on there as well.
Okay.
I'm sure right now when you log in, it says you're not active yet, but that's just because we are barely setting up.
Oh, you know what? My bad. I didn't even do it yet. Hey, you said the password is just anything?
The password would be in the text messages that I sent you. I sent you text messages about your username and your password. All right. So I got you down. We got 2114 North Jayton Avenue, Unit A, Lubbock, Texas. Henry Madrid at 79403. Now, Henry, is this going to be the same address on your billing information?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'm ready when you are. Are you going to use Master Visa Discover Amex?
What was that?
I just said, I'm ready when you are. We can go ahead and work on the payment information now. I just need to know if you're going to use a Master Visa, Discover, Amex.
It's going to be MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me? It's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay. Ready when you are.
It's going to be 5115-1693-501.
You kind of broke up on me, but this is what I got. I got 5115-1693-501. And then that's where you kind of cut off.
Okay, let me see. Okay. I'm just going to restate. Is that fine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it'll be 5115-1693-501-2-0121.
Gotcha. You came out loud and clear that one. And expiration?
It's going to be 07/28.
Okay, July 28 and CVV.
What was that?
The CVV code? The three-digit code in the back of the card?
353.
Okay, let me update that one. Now, if for any reason you ever wanted to update, change the salary, or anything like that, you have access to that in the dashboard as well. Okay. So
okay.
Basically, you just go to the billing info, and then you can update anything you need from there as well.
Okay.
Okay, right now, when this one goes through, what you're going to get is you're going to automatically get three messages. One of them is going to say information needed for Google profile. The other one is going to say initial invoice. And then the other one is going to re-give you your logins. So the one that I need you to click on for me is the initial invoice.
And you said that was sent to where?
That's going to be texted out to you. So it should be going through right now, and that's going to be the 4208 phone number.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten up yet.
Then yeah, okay, it should be going right here. There it goes. Shows and processing should be getting through right now.
Oh yeah, sure. Might be losing service. Okay.
Service. Oh, okay. You got it? There you go. Yeah, now with that one, basically, you're going to click on it, and it's going to, so that way you're going to grant us access to calling you, as well as text messages, and basically that you know the payment is reoccurring.
I think I'm losing service.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I can kind of hear you coming in and out. Can you hear me?
Can you call me back? Is there any way you can call me back?
I'll give you a ring right back, Henry.
Okay.
Okay.